American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 382. Here is the translated text as follows. 350X. American State Trials. You are born, and that man is not like other men. He saw this girl, he coveted her. Others, without her stamina and her character, had yielded to his lust. But she denied him. When she did, not being like other men, he struck her, he gagged her, he choked her. Then, able counsel go through the farce of showing that he had no marks on his person. Durant didn't have any marks on his person either. He didn't give her time to put marks on his person, but in his shirt sleeves, goaded on by an uncontrollable passion, this little girl gave up her life in defense of that which is dearer than life, and you know it. Why does this man say he had an impression of a female voice saying something? How unjust! This little girl had evidently, listen at that, gentlemen. This little girl, whose name had appeared on the payroll, had evidently worked in the metal department. Never was such a farce enacted in the courthouse as this effort on the part of able counsel to make it appear that that wasn't blood up there on that floor. Absurd. Not satisfied with the absurdity of the contention that it's paint, that it's cat blood, rat's blood, or varnish, they bring in this fellow Lee, who perjures himself to say that that man stood there just letting the blood drip. Old man Starnes tells you that they saw the blood there and chipped it up, and saw the blood right along on the route towards the elevator. Jim Conley tells you that right there is where he dropped the head so hard, and where Frank came and took hold and caught the feet. Every person that described that blood and its appearance bears it out that it was caused by dropping, because it was spattered one big spot here and other little ones around it. If human testimony is to be believed, you know that was blood, that that was blood and not paint. You know that it was the blood of Mary Fagan and not the blood of Duffy. Duffy says 30. You know that it was the blood of Mary Fagan because it corresponds with the manner in which Jim Conley says he dropped the body. You know it's blood because Chief Beavers saw blood there.